happened up there. It seemed like there were a little bit of difficulties on that.
Yeah, we just couldn't find a rhythm. You know, once we did one thing right, we'd do a couple things wrong. And, you know, we just can't keep putting ourselves in that situation. We were third and 30 one play. You know, we were third and long too many times. And pretty much the first 3.5 quarters, our offense was anemic, you know. It took Niles' kickoff really to get, like, jumpstart us, really. And it's just something we can't let happen. And it's something that we could fix, and it was good. You know, now we realize we're not as good as we thought we were. So we can go back to work and go back to work on Monday, learn from everything, and just try and get better.
Was this San Jose State doing something, or was this all internal?
No, it was all internal. I mean, they played good. You can't take any credit away from them. They played tough. They played hard. But I don't know how many penalties we had in the first half. It was like 8 or something. We can't win games doing that kind of stuff. And second half we played a little bit better, but then again we do something right, and next play we get a flag and drive us right back. We couldn't find that rhythm offensively, and it's big for offense because we kind of thrive on that rhythm. Being able to move the ball a little bit, and as soon as we were able to move the ball, we'd back ourselves up on our own penalties, false starts, holdings, clipping. It was a tough day. It was frustrating, but it's good for us. It kind of shocked us, and now we realize what we need to do to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. You got to give all the credit to defense and special teams, really. We had 2 scores, but one was set up by the defense, but other than that, defense played great. They played their tails off, and it was an awesome sight to see how hard they played. And special teams now came up with a huge play, and that was a big point in the game. He made a big play. The blocking was great on that. I don't think he got touched. And he's an explosive guy and really got through that hole quick. So it's just one of the defense and special teams won it for us really today. And we're trying not to let that ever happen again. This offense has a lot of pride. And we're going to take that into consideration on Monday. And we're going to come out firing on Monday's practice. And hopefully lead to a good week of practice.
How big was interception?
It's good. I thought he was going to get caught, but that was awesome, man. He's a great athlete. He can be so dominating. He's such a freak athlete, and it's just good to see him. Potter, I think Potter took the ball, kind of handed it to Sue, I think, because we saw Potter couldn't run really that later in the game, but Potter pretty much handed it to Sue, but it was a great catch by Sue, man. It was bobbling off about 6 different guys, and that was a big play for our defense, and big play for our team, really. And the defense just played great. They had 3 takeaways, 2 takeaways, 1 return for a touchdown. They played great. And you got to give all the credit to those guys. They really kept us in the game in the first half, pretty much the first 3 quarters. And we kind of started moving the ball a little bit in the fourth quarter. But those guys deserve all the credit. No, we didn't panic or think. That's not the type of team we are. We're not going to point the finger and say, oh, it's your fault, it's your fault. It's just one of those days we just couldn't get anything going. It's going to happen in football. I mean, it's no excuse, but it was just one of those days we just couldn't get anything going, couldn't find our rhythm, and we had to kind of fight our way through it. And I'm proud of the guys, the way they really stuck through it and kept swinging and kept fighting. And fourth quarter came, we played pretty well. But we just got to start faster. It's one thing we want to do as a team, especially offense, start fast. And we didn't do that today. And that's something that could be corrected. We just got to be willing to do it, put in the work to do it on Monday.
Does this say anything about having to change the mentality of this team?
No. I mean, we still got what we wanted to get accomplished. We still won the game. But I don't think it changed the mentality of this team. I don't think so. I think we don't even think about last year. I mean, we're a whole new team now, and we don't even think about last year. We have too much stuff to worry about to even think about last year. So we're not changing that based on that. We're just a totally different team, and we have our own mentality this year.
At times it wasn't,
just like everything else we did on offense today. It was tough. It's tough for the backs. They couldn't get into rhythm either. Roy came in, ran hard, really hard at the end, pretty much all game. It's just, uh, it was just one of those days, man. It was tough. You know, they couldn't find their rhythm. I couldn't find my rhythm. Our receivers, you know, couldn't get in rhythm with us. And I was just, you know, we just had to fight through it. And, you know, give the guys credit. They did. They fought through it. And, you know, Roy and, you know, Marlon and Q had some big runs at the end. And, you know, we'll find our way. We'll be able to run the ball. I'm not worried about that. It was just, you know, one of those things that we just really couldn't do anything today. It's frustrating.
Did you think that option, what you checked in, was still in the house?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was for sure. I mean, that was one of the checks we had this week was, you know, when they came in here, you know, games they played, you know, big games they played in the past, you know, in Stanford's, and last week we saw them, they all out blitzed a couple different formations. They, you know, brought all out. And, you know, one of the game plans we came into was checking the option. I mean, they were calling. We ran it in the first, I think it was first quarter or second quarter, we ran it once. And then, you know, they were even calling it out after we checked through it, but they didn't know when to stop it. You know, they brought everybody they could internally, and we just ran the option. And, you know, if Q catches it, you know, I think it's to the house. But, you know, it just kind of summed up the day, really. You know, everything we had was there. It's just we couldn't find a way to do it. Yeah, well, and we couldn't continue drives. I mean, we kept putting ourselves, you know, in third and long, and you know, it doesn't matter who you play, it's tough to convert third and longs. So we need to be more efficient on first and second down, and you know, then we can't, you know, every time we were efficient, we'd have a third and short, we'd have a penalty or something that would just drive us back, and it was just a tough day. It was a tough day overall, and you know, we'll work to get it better. You know, we'll right the ship, we'll get everything fixed, because you know, we have a good offense, we have a really good offense, and. It's just, you know, I know these guys have a lot of pride, and, you know, they kind of took offense almost to what we put out on the field today, and, you know, they'll work to get better. I know they will, and, you know, I'll do everything I can to get better, and it's just we have to kind of throw it out the window and not, you know, look back at it and just keep, you know, focus forward. Yeah, the penalties were killer. I mean, that was probably the most frustrating part, is having, you know, all those mental errors that we had. It just, you know, killed drives, killed our momentum, killed our drives. It's tough. It's tough to rebound from all those penalties we had, and it's just something that we can't do if we're going to be, you know, lead offense in the country. And you know, the guys understand. They realize that. It's just I don't know what it was today. It's just one of those days we couldn't find it. We couldn't find our, you know, what makes us, and it was tough. We just fought through it, and you know, we came out on top. But you know, we have a lot of things we can get better at.
Last one.
Not really. You know, if you're referring to that one, you know, one pick before the half, it was tough. You know, I thought it looked like it was open, but you know, they had an underneath guy that kind of dropped back, and didn't see him. Thought Nate was open, and you know, it's just something I can learn from. You know, just take Todd on the underneath route, but you know, it doesn't. You know, it tries. You know, I don't force throws. You know, I try not to, you know, go out there and look for big plays. I just kind of, you know, hopefully let them happen. And, you know, if not, you know, we had a big play called in the first quarter to Nate. It wasn't there. I checked down to Roy for about 30-something yards. So, you know, just playing within my offense is what, you know, Coach Watts really coached me about. And, you know, I'm not going out there trying to take chances. You know, I don't feel the pressure. You know, if we're in a game like this, feel the pressure to, you know, go try and, you know, throw a bomb. It's just, you know, just kind of stay within my offense and, you know, let the offense work for me and not try and go outside of it, because then, you know, we're even worse shape than we would be. So I don't really go out there trying to, you know, force big plays when I get in, you know, situations like this. You know, we didn't really throw the ball that much second half. Kind of just, you know, dinked it around, and we had some big plays that came off that, but. Other than that, you know, it's just I'm just staying within the offense.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys. Thanks.